grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word this evening, this Christmas Eve, is actually all of our lessons put together. But dear brothers and sisters in the faith, from the book of Romans, we read these words: "How unsearchable are the Lord's judgments and his ways beyond finding out," or past finding out. "Who has known the mind of the Lord?" Who has known the mind of the Lord? Well, before we get there, let's hear a verse from the Old Testament of the Bible. Very appropriate verse for Christmas. Book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 15, it says, "You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor." Christmas passage? Does it sound appropriate? Doesn't even sound right. It sounds strange for a day like today, and yet I would put it to you that it's very, very appropriate, because back then, just as now, a judge or a ruler would have to weigh things in the balance. They would be approached by people who were rich and powerful and well-connected, people who could apply a great deal of pressure to them. And they would reward you handsomely if your verdict favored them. They could set you up for life. On the other hand, if they were not pleased with your decision, they could make things very painful for you, very difficult. On the other end of the scale, you have the poor. And it could be that your own heart could pressure you. Your own heart could pressure you to find in favor of the poor, and wrongly so, because perhaps you thought you could set straight or even out some of the inequality in this world. And so you would miscarry justice in order to establish justice. Not a good long-term policy. The Lord said, don't go that way, either of them. Not deferring to the great or showing favoritism to the poor. And at Christmas time, that's what we see. We see that just as he commanded, so the Lord did. We see that the Lord does not favor the rich nor the poor. The Lord does not favor the great. He does not favor the lowly. Or maybe we could say, at Christmas we realize that he favors them all. He favors all of us. In tonight's lesson, we see a cast of characters come onto the stage one after another. We see the shepherds who are at the very bottom of society. These are rough-hewn people, rough-necked people. You can tell who they are because their faces are all red and chapped from being out of doors all the time. They've lived their lives out in the elements, and about the closest they ever got to church is when they took their herd of sheep and drove it past the front door. And strangely enough, the Lord sends his angels to them. Out in the middle of a field where nobody else is going to hear it, the message, nobody else will partake of what they see, all of a sudden thousands of God's angels appear and give them a message telling them about the newborn Savior. How unsearchable are God's judgments and his paths beyond finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Now, if you go to the other end of things, you will find the wise men. and they are at the very top of society. They are rich enough to travel with an entourage and a retinue all the way across the Middle East and to bring with them gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, which people like you and me would probably see very little of in our lifetime. And these men have never really come close to a church either. They are pagan people from far off in Babylon, and they are not people who look to the Lord, but they looked to the stars for guidance. And the Bible is pretty clear about that. It's idolatry, it's false belief, it's unbelief, it's sin, it's walking in darkness. And yet, what does the Lord do? He says they don't have the Bible, and they don't have a prophet, and they don't have a preacher, so I'll speak to them on a level they understand. I'll give them a star that they realize is brand new in the sky, so that they can follow it to their Savior. How unsearchable are the Lord's judgments and his ways beyond finding out, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Well, then you have Mary and Joseph, and Mary and Joseph, I wouldn't call them middle class, but they fall somewhere in between the wise men and the shepherds, probably a lot closer to the shepherds. They're a couple of very common, unknown people from a town not much bigger than Butte Falls. And yet somehow both the shepherds and the wise men and Mary and Joseph all end up at the same place. They all end up at the manger of our Lord Jesus. We've heard the story every Christmas. And maybe we've heard it so much that we don't realize that if you step back from it for a moment, it's not a story you would just think up. It doesn't follow any organized plot line. You wouldn't see a group of people like this from all these spectrums of society meeting in one place and doing all the same thing. Before we came to church tonight, we had on an old rerun of Downton Abbey. You see in the show? And in Downton Abbey, there's very distinct levels, aren't there? There's the people who are upstairs, and there's the people who are downstairs, and seldom do they meet. And so also this too, there's all of these people that come to the manger of the Lord Jesus and they start appearing out of the darkness onto the stage and the light is on them and one comes from one side and another comes from another side, out of the darkness into the light. And there's an old hymn that says, such a babe in such a place, can he be the Savior? Ask the saved of all the race, who have found his favor. How much of the race? Ask the saved of all the race. Not one group, not the other group, not separate groups. Ask the wise man, ask the shepherd, ask Mary and Joseph and everybody in between, all those who have found his favor. In this world of sin where meek souls will receive him still, again another old hymn, the dear Christ enters in. And you got to say to yourself, how unsearchable are the Lord's judgments and his ways past finding out, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Now that is a rhetorical question, which means that it is a question that is so obvious that the answer just practically comes out of your mouth. Who has known the mind of the Lord? And the answer is nobody has. Who knows the mind of the Lord? We're not on that level. And yet, even as you say it and you look at Christmas, you recognize something. You recognize that in a general sense, we don't know the mind of the Lord, but at Christmas we do. You can say, I do know the mind of the Lord. We call it Christmas when our Lord Jesus was born as our Savior. How does it go? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him, whoever, not exclusive, would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You've known the mind of the Lord. And you've known the mind of the Lord when you could not pay for your own sin and he paid for it for you. We call it not Christmas, we call it Good Friday. And you have known the mind of the Lord when he said, look, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you so that where I am, you also might be. You might have eternal life. We call it Easter Sunday. But that's getting a little ahead of ourselves. Tonight, let's just stick with Christmas. And at Christmas, you see that just like he commanded, so the Lord did. He does not favor the rich or the poor, the great or the lowly, for the simple reason that there isn't any reason that he could favor any of us, you or me. Our Bible's clear about one thing all of us have in common here tonight, and that is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace in Christ Jesus. There's no difference before God in social rank or intelligence or skill or talent or letters behind your name. Every one of us sins. We just sin differently depending on your social standing. You do different things, but you still sin. And because of that, you should have no future with God. You should be lost forever. But again, the old hymn, in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever you've accomplished or not accomplished, that's not the point. Where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. And so, tonight, we have a gift. The gift is this. You have known the mind of the Lord. You do know it. You do know that God desires everybody to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You do know that the Lord Jesus delights that you would know him and that you would trust him and that you would turn to him and that you would hope in him and that you would bow before his manger and his cross and say, Lord Jesus, take my sins. Lord Jesus, I also trust in you. Where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. And all that you can say when you look at the manger or you look at the cross is how unsearchable his judgments and his ways past finding out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? You can raise your hand. I saw it at Christmas. I know what my God has done for me. I have known the mind of the Lord. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.